little background now on that film, 12 Years a Slave, which with its wide release today is expected to have a big impact on America's race discourse. Activist and educator Renee Moore, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello, John.
So what do people need to understand about the real history of Solomon Northrop, the man in the story at the center of 12 Years a Slave?
Well, he was, of course, well-educated. He was an inventor, by the way. He invented a fish trap, which I think a lot of people don't know. He had three children, Margaret, Elizabeth, and Alonzo. And in an effort to earn his more wages for his family, he was abducted. He was promised that he would be able to find work. So he was a literate man, a man of faith, because repeatedly in his book, he speaks of God and his love for his family. And I think in many ways, society demonizes Black men. And so this flies in the face of that notion that that Black men really do love their families. And so then this story represents more than just one man's abduction during antebellum time in America. Free Blacks were kidnapped and taken south for the money, because they were paid to bring back labor for the South. And so any myth about inferiority is really based on the fact that this was done to substantiate this cognitive dissonance, to allow the inferiority to justify, if you will, slavery in the South.
Turning people into commodities, and commodities that could be snatched off the streets of Saratoga Springs. How important has this story been in the community of Saratoga Springs? And I know you've been very, very central to making sure people in Saratoga Springs understand the Solomon Northrop story.
It wasn't always easy. There were some people who exhibited obstructionist behavior, but over the years, it was difficult. I did it single-handedly for at least a decade. But the film has brought a lot of attention to the book. And in that way, I hope that this story will get out to everyone and they will better understand the importance that there's a truth to American history, that youth in particular, African-American youth need to know whose shoulders they stand on, who made the sacrifices for them to be where they are. And I think we owe it to the ancestors to stand strong for ourselves and our families. And in this country, we've never had a truth and reconciliation process. So there's a lot of uncovering, not to make anybody feel uncomfortable, but to understand how far African-Americans really have come in a very short time, and to acknowledge that to both Blacks and whites, that we've survived a horrendous Holocaust.
Which is why there is a Solomon Northrop Day, an official city holiday in Saratoga Springs. When is Solomon Northrop Day?
It's historically been held the third Saturday in July. And this year it was held at Skidmore College, Filene Hall. So we had a wonderful venue, about 250 people. And some descendants, I might add, about 62 descendants, some of them meeting each other for the very first time.
Wow, that's remarkable. So with the release of the film, and certainly it's getting a lot of attention, you could be going national with Solomon Northrop Day next year. What do you think?
Oh, I hope so, or at least it will be continued here by the citizens of Saratoga Springs. I think it's an opportunity for white and Black to come together to discuss issues and look at each other in the face and sort of acknowledge, because we need to learn from our history. History for history's sake is nice, and that's what our historians do. But knowing the truth of American history that's often not taught in schools, African-American people particularly, we need to know that we're survivors of a great Holocaust, and we have nothing to be ashamed of about ourselves. The country was built on the backs of Black people, not just Saratoga, but the entire country.
Renee Moore, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, Renee Moore, thanks so much. Educator, activist, founder of Solomon Northrop Day in Saratoga Springs, New York. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.